City of Kamloops says the dogs hopped a fence and attacked a 13-year-old border collie on September 8th. Investigators say vets and animal behavior specialists have determined the pit bulls are beyond rehab and that they need to be put down. And Eminem, or Slim Shady, will soon have another nickname, and it's Grandpa. The rapper announced via a new music video that his daughter Haley, who we've all heard about since his first hit, is expecting her first child.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way, 7:35. The first of two plays we play twice, 7:35 and again at 9:35. But to get you closer to that $1,000 at 7:35 this morning, the answer to question one is Hawaii, the state of Hawaii.
Good luck. We'll play the $1,000 minute at 7:35. In just a few moments, exactly how much time are we all wasting when we should be working? Watching TV, playing video games, new stats out on this. Are we ever easily distracted at work? All of us. That's coming up. But first, Backstreet Boys on Move 103.5.
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart. When you say that I want it that way, tell me why
ain't nothing but a lonely day.
Tell me why
ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why
I never wanna hear you say
I want it that way.
Am I your fire, your one desire?
Lately I've been doing better than the last four cold days. Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
I don't want to grow, baby. I don't want to grow too over for my time. And that is young, the moonlight's always staying. Thank you.
Today's best variety, Move 103.5 with music from Rev Whitney. Good morning, it's 7:10 on the Nat and Drew Show. What do you think is the biggest distraction we all face at work? Times where we should be working, what are we most distracted with? And we're spending work time doing non-work related things.
Social media.
Social media, says Nat. That feels like a good guess. Aaron, for you?
Agreed.
Social media, I'm sure social media is very high, but according to a new survey that was just done on workplace distractions, having the TV on while you're working. I'm sure this has expanded during the work from home era.
Well, yeah, I imagine that if you actually work in an office,
you probably don't have the TV
on. But if you work from home, sure.
Sure. They have broken down the numbers here. They say Gen Zers watch approximately 236 hours of TV a year while they're on the clock. This isn't just having the TV on in the background. This is literally watching TV when they should be working. Gen Xers, not much better. People in their 40s and 50s, they're spending about 200 hours a year watching television. Millennials are watching the least amount of TV during the workday at 110 hours a year, costing thousands of dollars in productivity.
I was going to say, I think it must be on their phones, right? Like, I know my daughters, they watch, like, The Office.
Sure.
Or on their phones, right? Or they can watch it on YouTube. And I wonder if that's how it's possible at
maybe
the office.
Or you're streaming Netflix or
yes.
What,
yes.
Whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder. Because obviously you can't have a...
You just brought your TV.
I mean, obviously.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, just casually, or even with those headphones on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I guess you could even be watching some of the, if you are talking about streaming something and you've got your earbuds in, I guess you could probably even listen to some of the true crime stuff, almost like a podcast, even though it's a TV show.
100%.
Mm-hmm. As just something that's going in the background.
Those rascals.
It's amazing. Like, I know there's a lot of people that have the TV on when they're at home for the company, like the background noise or whatever, you know, when they're doing other things. I can't have the TV on if I need to do things. Because even if I've seen stuff, and you know, I've watched The Office several times through, and I know what's coming up. But I'll put it on sometimes, because I just really like it.
Yeah.
But if I put it on because I think I can just have it in the background while I need to do other things, you know, like prepping for the next day's show or whatever. Like, I'm kind of working, but, I'm, you know, or it's like looking on the internet for stuff or whatever. That's it. Forget it. I'm just sucked into the TV.
I'm saying with football. If I'm doing some work on Sundays for Monday's show, I will say I put some football on, but then it always takes me like 3 or 4 times the amount of time it would normally take to do my work because I'm watching the game.
Well,
I don't just have it on in the background.
But football, isn't that a little bit different because the outcome hasn't been decided? Like, you don't know. Whereas I've seen an episode four times.
Not every single second of every single one of these games are as exciting. I'm tracking it for fantasy football purposes.
Yeah.
And stuff. I don't need to be as invested as I am, but it's hard. It's hard to miss. It's hard to tune out for me as well. So the idea of just having stuff in the background, I can't really do that either.
Yeah. My husband was telling me that, like, he'll listen to podcasts sometimes when he's cleaning or whatever. He's like, I can't do that. He's like, I get like distracted because it's a story or it's information. Yeah. Whereas if it's music, it's a little bit different. But like, you know, he'll be like mid bathroom clean and he's just like fascinated by the podcast.
Maybe we should be respecting all of these people that are watching so much TV at work for their ability to multitask.
Yeah. Well, yes. Maybe.
We're trying to look at it positively here.
Move's Dream Big is back. With $20,000 winners every week. Dream Big. Dream Big bonus prizes. $1,000 every single weekday.
Wow!
Woo! Listen for new keywords every 2 hours from 6 to 6. Then enter them at move1035.ca. The more you enter, the more chances to win. Woo! Dream Big with Move 1035. Dream Big with Move.
Have you ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Captain Mighty here at Timmy's birthday party with Tina from Hero Home Care.
Hey!
Timmy wanted a couple of real heroes and, well, you know my credentials. And what could be more heroic than providing companionship, 24-hour nursing, or something in between? Delivering care solutions for peace of mind to families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
That's what Hero Home Care does.
That's why you're heroes, Tina, not just caregivers. Hey, Timmy, how about a picture with Captain Mighty?
More like Captain Mighty. Boring.
Well, that deflates my bouncy castle.
Hero! Homecare.ca.
Advance voting starts next week for the provincial general election.
I'm voting in advance. It's so quick and easy.
Agreed. I vote in advance every election.
I voted in advance last time, and it's the way to go.
Advance voting will be open October 10th to 13th and October 15th and 16th. Look for your Where to Vote card in the mail, which shows advance voting places and when they are open. Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 12 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
So have you heard about John Rustad's plans for healthcare? His BC Conservatives will cut $4.1 billion. It's right there on page 12 of his plan. $4.1 billion from your healthcare. Rustad's cuts are going to make things worse. Firing doctors and nurses, canceling surgeries, making you wait longer. John Rustad's cuts. Think what he'll cost you.
A message from the BC NDP, 604-430-8600.
I'm so excited!
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands like Gibson, Yorkville, Tringer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Move 103.5's Quick Picks with Leanne McLaren.
It's time to put you first. Move 103.5 has your chance to win a pair of tickets to Canada's Women's Expo at TradeX from October 18th to 20th, plus $1,000 to 8 West Clinic. Go to move1035.ca for your chance to win.
Move 103.5's Quick Picks.
It could be your colleague, your neighbor, or your best friend. It could be your mother or your daughter or wife. When one in eight women are diagnosed with breast cancer, it affects us all. So join us October 6th at the Canadian Cancer Society CIBC Run for the Cure and support the future of all women. Because when you run for one, you run for all. Sign up today at CIBCRunForTheCure.com.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8 on CTV.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a vehicle in the ditch in Richmond. It's 91 westbound just before the S-curve. Right lane is blocked by crews. Save 25% on Beauty Tone Pure Interior Paint, tintable to any color you can imagine, only at Home Hardware and Building Center locations. Hurry in today, sale ends October 30th. We've got clouds and rain and wind ahead today. It's going to be a messy one, but the good news is the rest of the weekend, not too bad. Mix of sun and cloud. Today's high, 15, right now 11 degrees.
Coming up, a bombshell allegation against Garth Brooks and what he has to say about it. Details on the way.
$1,000 minute two at 7:35. Here's Pink. Move 103.5.
Can't stay on your morphine, 'cause it's making me itch. I've been trying to-
Move 103.5. Good morning. It is 7:25. A bombshell allegation against Garth Brooks.
Now, here's the scoop.
A former makeup artist that worked for Garth Brooks and his wife Trisha Yearwood claims she was raped by Brooks in a hotel room in 2019. The woman says she continued to work for him afterward because she was facing financial hardship and needed to work and pray, and Garth Brooks preyed on her vulnerability. The woman has filed a lawsuit against him. About a month ago, Garth Brooks filed a countersuit, but it was done anonymously at the time, he says, for the sake of both families. In the lawsuit, Garth Brooks makes clear that the accuser allegedly knew that she could inflict a great deal of harm to his career and reputation if she followed through with the allegations, which she allegedly planned to do unless she received a massive payday from him. He's alleging that she wanted millions of dollars to keep quiet. He is saying that I trust the system. I do not fear the truth. I am not the man that they have painted me to be. I will like fight this with everything in my being. So that is where we're at. The alleged victim says that she does have sexually explicit texts from Garth Brooks.
Such a sad story, you know, on all fronts, you know. So, you know, obviously, if there were crimes that were committed, that's awful for the victim. And hopefully justice prevails in this case. Maybe depending on how this goes, maybe Garth Brooks is a bit of a victim. I don't, it's way too early to speculate on this. It's just like it's a sad story. It's a sad story that this is going on.
And, you know, sad if this is somebody that wasn't sexually assaulted, that is claiming that they were sexually assaulted. And of course, if they were, it's absolutely horrific. And you would think if there are texts that would be easy enough. You know, there would be evidence there. Again, it is very early and it is just shocking because, you know, we're always shocked. But then also Garth Brooks is the kind of guy that he's always presented himself to be, you know, and then.
And he performed last night.
He's got a Vegas residency and he performed last night and he wrote, you know, and he's saying like, you know, I'm going to continue performing. I'm not guilty. And I needed to play my music. Yeah. So, and the residency at this point is continuing and he's supposed to be there until early 2025.
Well, let's talk about a much more pleasant subject, and that is the week that the Vancouver food scene is having. Last night, the annual Michelin Guide unveiled and bestowed a new star on a local restaurant, and congratulations to Sushi Masuda, Vancouver's latest Michelin-starred restaurant. Sushi Masuda is a sushi counter with five seats. Just five seats. It's located inside another restaurant, Camé Royale at 1066 West Hastings. Sushi Masuda just opened in March and was praised for being a, quote, pointed reminder not to judge a book by its cover. It's five seats.
Yeah.
Serving start at $230 a person. Chef Yoji Masuda is the executive chef, is the brains, the passion, the heart behind Sushi Masuda. And they say the plain spare room is brought to life by the artfully simple, meticulous preparations of Chef Yoji, whose time at a top counter in Tokyo is amply apparent.
The plain, like setup of the restaurant is shocking. I'm looking at it online and it looks like a tiny conference room before they put out any of the pastries and the coffee. Like it's very sparse. There's not a lot of decoration. It's really crazy. And you said that it's like $230.
$230 is what I read. If you want it might be 10 courses or something. Anyway,
what if you just want five?
I don't know whether that's what Michelin-starred restaurants do.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.
Move 103.5.
Yeah, bunks on rungs.
Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Woke up this morning, I think I'm on something. Send out that warning, 'cause I'm feeling like, don't need no coffee, I'm feeling cocky. Beat the energy, 'cause I'm feeling like, hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Sorry, not sorry. Can't hear you calling. One woman party. And I'm feeling like you don't know it. Kids in front, music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Hoodie, sneakers, kids in front, music, shuffle. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, 7:31, and we're gearing up to play the $1,000 minute. If you want to take a shot at winning $1,000, now's the time to call.
Caller 25 looking for you. 604-280-1035. We'll play after fun on Move.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Stops my bones from wondering just why am, oh, who am I? Well, some nights I wish that this all would end, 'cause I could use some friends for a change. And some nights I'm scared you'll forget me again. But some nights I always win my ways. Wash my hands of that for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No. When I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs,
they sound like the swans of come on. Well, the calm that she called off. And then I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible night.
Drew's $1,000 Minute.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Joey is at work in Surrey, at work early this morning. Does that mean you get to take off early on a Friday, Joey?
Yeah, that happens all the time.
All the time. What's early for you?
I don't know, 3:34.
Okay. Oh, that's not that early.
No, it's not.
Nat was kind of hoping it would be like 1 or 1:30.
Yeah.
Like on your behalf.
Yes. Yeah. But let's make this Friday happy for you, get you $1,000, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. 1 minute on the clock, 10 questions, all 10 right, $1,000. If not, $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know something, say pass. If there's time, we'll come back to it.
Good luck, Joey. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts now. Where
Hawaii.
True or false, Rosh Hashanah celebrates the Jewish New Year?
True.
What hazelnut liqueur comes in a bottle shaped like a monk's habit?
Pass.
What kind of animals live in a lodge?
Pass.
Is AG the chemical symbol for silver or gold?
AG, silver.
Angela Bassett stars in and produces what TV show about first responders in L.A.?
Pass.
What Alberta team do the Canucks play in the preseason tonight?
Calgary.
Which tire company
Edmonton.
Came first, Michelin or Firestone? Which came first?
Michelin.
What's the Roman numeral that represents the number 30?
XXX.
It's Alicia Silverstone's birthday. What's the movie where she played high schooler Cher Horowitz?
Oh boy, I blew that.
It's okay. Well,
no. Yeah. We've had worse, Joey.
Sure. The first two you got. You knew that you were listening at the top of the hour, so thank you for that. Where, so the answer to question one is where you got.
Beaver.
It's Hawaii. Beaver.
I love Joey just like checking his own work here randomly.
No, it's just coming to me now.
Yeah. Where did the hula dance originate was the question. Oh. You didn't even need the full question. Hawaii is the answer. You got the Rosh Hashanah question correct. Frangelico is the liquor. It's the hazelnut liquor that comes in a bottle that's shaped like a monk's habit. Beaver.
Oh,
yeah, beavers do live in a lodge. You know your silver. Angela Bassett stars in and produces 9/11.
So 911.
Yeah. Edmonton Oilers. Firestone came before Michelin. You know your Roman numerals.
Oh.
And Clueless is the movie that Alicia Silverstone was in.
Sounds like Joey's a little shocked that Firestone came first before Michelin. I was too when looking.
Yeah, figured the Michelin, you know, star rating and everything.
4 out of 10, $40 for you this morning, Joey.
Woo-hoo!
You can buy a small bottle of Frangelico to celebrate on the weekend.
Real friends,
real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. Want to play? We've got another play coming up this morning at 9:35.
We also have another keyword in our Dream Big contest. We're going to do another $20,000 draw on Monday. Get in on that draw so you can start dreaming big if we call you with the good news on Monday. Your next keyword is coming up today.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
You're gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. If your windshield is cracked, now is the best time to get it replaced and be ready to hit the rainy season. For a limited time, get a free pair of Trico wiper blades with your windshield replacement at Speedy Glass, a $60 value, installation included. New windshield, free wipers, clearly a good idea. Book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca. Hurry, offer ends November 1st. Conditions apply, details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Replace.
Discover Solana, where life embraces the softer side. Coming soon to the peaceful Willoughby neighborhood of Langley, Solana offers beautifully designed condos from cozy studios to spacious two-bedroom homes. Crafted by Zentera Developments, each home reflects the soft living philosophy, prioritizing rest, simplicity, and a connection with nature. With over 90,000 square feet of amenities, Solana is a community where tranquility thrives. Ready to experience softer living? Google Solana by Zentera.
Attention Save on Food shoppers. We have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save on Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save on Foods, giving you extra.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Throwback pricing at Sleep Country? Am I dreaming?
No, this is real life.
Wait, aren't you Christine McGee? Like Sleep Country founder Christine McGee?
That's me. I like your mullet.
Whoa, I have a mullet.
Yes, and it's glorious.
Celebrate 30 years of great sleep with the kind of deals you dream about, like up to 30% off almost everything and a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase only at Sleep Country. See in store or online for details.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Welcome to the Traders Canada.
22 players come together in the ultimate murder mystery.
You're here to play a game of deceit.
Hidden among them are traitors who do anything to win up to $100,000.
I'm here to win.
A game where everyone is a suspect.
This is what I came here to do.
And the prize is worth dying for. The Traders Canada. New episode Monday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Time is running out for your chance to win the BC Children's Hospital Dream Lottery Early Bird Prize, worth over $300,000. Choose from world travel along with an Audi plus gas and groceries for a year. Or take a GMC Sierra plus a travel trailer and more. Get your tickets now and help make kids mighty. Early bird deadline, midnight tonight. Tickets at Save on Foods or bcchildren.com.
Let's dream, dream big, and there's smiles all around.
19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
I'm so excited!
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober, powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands, like Gibson, Yorkville, Trainer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
My name is Kim, and I'm John Rustad's wife. After getting married, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer, and then I was told I could not have children. If you've had the joy of watching John around his six nieces and nephews, you'd understand the disappointment I had in sharing the news. Not only was John warm and supportive, but our love grew even more. John is a good man. He has always fought to make the world a better place. I hope you support him on October 19th.
Authorized by the Conservative Party of BC. 250-434-2550.
Victoria moves in so many ways. The Pacific pulls us in to roam its hidden alleyways, shift our perspectives, breathe history, taste the air, and savor every moment. Let yourself be moved. Visit tourismvictoria.com.
Captain Mighty here, workshopping some new hero catchphrases with Ellie from Hero Home Care.
Happy to help.
Ah, Hero Home Care, always ready to help. That's why you're heroes, not just caregivers. Especially when someone has a family member in need of home care.
Sure, whether it's companionship, 24-hour nursing, or something in between, we provide solutions for peace of mind to families in the Lower Mainland and the Fraser Valley.
Terrific! Say, what do you think about this? Justice Mighty style.
It's not great.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Hero! Homecare.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have one crash, it's in Surrey, 80th Avenue at Harvey. Both directions are affected. Charge ahead with the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV, a vehicle you know, value you'd expect, and a dealer right down the street. Ready to go EV? Chevrolet's got you. Cloudy, rain, wind today. Yuck, but the rest of the weekend's looking pretty good. The high today 15, right now 11 degrees.
Would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away.
Because I gotta have faith. Oh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
Best Variety, Move 103.5. Okay, is this a flirt? A woman online is trying to figure out. She originally thought that her trainer was flirting with her because he asked for her number and to take a photo. And then what he did is he photoshopped her face onto Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. She writes, so today at the gym, I thought my trainer was flirting with me when he asked for my number to take a pic. Turns out he thought I was in a Buzz Lightyear, and he sent me this. And it's her face on Buzz Lightyear. Now, she posted it. He didn't post it. So he didn't post it for anybody else.
Right.
Just
yeah.
for her. But is that a flirt, or is that just...
So we think this is a flirt. This is a flirt. You can post it. We will get it up on our Instagram and our Facebook so you can see the picture.
It's yeah. good to
I
see
mean,
it.
Yeah. He is putting some effort into creating that image.
Yep.
And so I could see that actually being flirtatious.
So it's funny because so many women are commenting saying, listen, you know, for all that I know about guys, I think this is a flirt. You know, even though Buzz Lightyear is not necessarily a flattering comparison.
Not necessarily, yeah. The person you're looking for
mm-hmm.
to be compared to.
Yeah.
You know who you remind me of?
Buzz Lightyear.
Hot lady.
Just in a certain light, in a certain, you know.
In purple.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, has anybody ever done anything like where you're like, okay, well, actually, Drew, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. Do you remember your flirting skills? Like, would you have?
Oh, if I, to remember them means that I would have them.
So you
I was just so bad at all of the dating stuff.
How did you get your beautiful wife, Shelley?
She saw something in me that nobody else did.
Aww. You were there. It was at work.
I was there, yeah.
But you would have had to have some sort of game.
A little bit. I was terrible. So I honestly cannot look back and go, that was my signature move. Like, it was always like my go-to. If I do this, this is, things always start well if I do this. Even describing it, I sound like a moron.
Oh, yeah.
So no, I am not the person to ask for, you know, like, what was your go-to move?
Yeah.
Cause it was probably, hi.
Oh.
Just not much there.
Aaron,
not much
Steve?
There.
You know, back in the day, he thought he was pretty cool. And he kind of sent out that vibe.
Yeah.
And so I must admit, I kind of was like, you're kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of liked the way he dressed. I kind of liked the way he walked. I just liked everything about him, to be truthful. And he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'd say cool was his move.
Got it. I think that, like, this just, I find this really interesting because I think people that have a sense of humor are obviously hot. So this trainer obviously has a sense of humor, and you,
yes,
Drew, have a sense of humor, right?
Yes.
So that's like that maybe is your move. And then again, just being there.
That's a little bit cruel. I like the humor.
Anyway, you can check out the photo on our Instagram. Like, was this guy flirting or is it literally just funny?
Time keeps rolling, rolling. Keep hoping, hoping I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. Summer's underneath the sun, don't last, even if you want them to. Then suddenly I woke up one day, looking more like my dad. The world don't seem so big no more, and I gotta face the facts. Time keeps rolling, rolling, I keep hoping.
tell you the only thing you can't get back is
Friday morning, I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. Your sky-high dreams could come true with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $50 million, plus an estimated 2 max millions. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. One problem, it's a crash in Surrey. 80th Avenue at Harvey, both directions are affected. At Specsavers, their simplest offer might just be their best. Complete glasses, only $69, including single vision lenses. Drop by to find your new pair. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. We've got clouds and rain and wind ahead today, but things get better. Some sunny breaks tomorrow and through the weekend. Today's high 15, right now 11 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Campaigning continues today across the province as we count down to our provincial election October 19th. NDP leader David Eby making an announcement in Vancouver. BC Conservative leader John Rustad is in Kelowna. BC Green Party leader Sonia Fursanoe is in Cowichan Bay. A new Léger poll suggests the BC Conservatives have pulled ahead now. The survey was taken from September 27th to the 30th and found the BC Conservatives with 46% of the vote, 43% for the NDP. The Greens sit at 10%. A magnitude 3.8 earthquake was reported on the south coast this morning, with the epicenter located 21 K west of Swanson. According to Earthquakes Canada, the quake hit at 2:08 this morning at a depth of 65 meters. No tsunami warnings issued and no reports of any problems. Eminem or Slim Shady will soon have another nickname, and it's Grandpa. The rapper announced via a new music video that his daughter Haley is expecting her first child. And Japanese toy maker Mega House has unveiled a miniature Rubik's Cube. It's so tiny and it actually works, but you need to use a pair of tweezers to solve it.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 103.5. An iHeart radio station. Dream big. Move. New keyword, now.
Enter the keywords on our website at move1035.ca to be entered to win the $1,000 in the daily draw. So every single day we give away $1,000. And weekly, there are $20,000 grand prizes.
This hour's keyword is holiday. Think of the holiday you can take if you win $20,000 on Monday. Holiday is this hour's keyword. Enter it now at move1035.ca. Your next keyword is coming up at 10 on Move Radio.